Bro is joyous. Bro is jovial. What are you doing?
Okay, I was doing that earlier, and Gunner goes, okay, is this an odds?
Well, because when you just suddenly, you're silent for a minute, and you go, it's like, I don't know what else to think.
Bro's having the time, I will say the same thing, hey, bro's having the time of his life, and bro, everyone's just like, what?
Because it's,
all right, okay. Who lost an odds?
Why did both of you bring this up tonight? Because I have done this at least on 3 Discord calls with all of us just going,
bro's rolling his fucking eyes over somebody hitting a balloon.
Were we actively playing Roblox when? Because I have zero, I have negative memory of this.
It has always been right after I got on. Like, I got on, I got
Ben, why don't the odds go, wait, no, we need to start recording.
I am recording.
I've been recording on Audacity, yeah, as well.
I've been recording on Audition, and then I recorded once, and then I cut it, and then Audition. I'm recording again, so we're fine.
Oh.
Audition?
Yeah, Adobe Audition. I'm wanting to get used to the Adobe suite, because I'm going to be minoring in digital media, which is essentially just a crash course in the entire Adobe suite. And actually, let me take us all one Adobe product at a time. Adobe has had a history. Oh
my God. They're kissing.
What are they doing?
Someone have it in my pants.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah. All right. Welcome back to Reality with a Twist. Wait, do I need to repeat that? I'll do it one more time. Welcome back.
You were fine. Go, hurry.
Best season yet.
Well, we still have their attention.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome back to Reality with a Twist. I'm Gunner.
I'm Dylan. Ben, say your damn name!
Why are you skipped over Gabe?
No!
He's last!
I'm Ben.
I'm Gabriel.
Our fourth season, and we don't have this down.
This is the one thing that has stayed consistent through every single season of Reality with a Twist. You're like, you skipped Gabe!
Now the reaction is what got me. He went...
Oh, right. My God.
Okay. That. Jesus Louisus, that's what I have to say.
Oh, phew. I thought you almost used Lord's name
good
in vain.
Good gravy.
Oh, I thought you almost used Biscuits and Gravy's name in vain.
Oh, man. All right. So, as you guys may be aware or not aware of, we have 50 states in the United States.
Since when?
Since like 1951, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Was
Alaska the last?
Last time I checked, it was 49.
I thought it was Hawaii.
It might have been Hawaii. It was either Alaska or
it was
Hawaii,
one
of those two.
Yeah, I mean, I think they both came around the same time. But anyways, it doesn't matter. Every state has a name, and every state's name has an origin, except one. We're not really quite sure, but we'll get to that. Anyways.
I think I have an idea of what that state is. I'm going to keep it up here, though. I'm going to keep it up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so today we're going to be breaking down the name of each state and what they mean. Now, you're going to see a lot of consistency in these, but occasionally I'll make a few stops along the way, and I'll be asking some questions, and we will be doing a quiz. There's no prize for this. It's just pure trivia for fun, and there's no winner or anything like that. But I will be quizzing you guys along the way, because some of these are pretty interesting. So, of course, we're going to go alphabetically, and our first stop is, well, you guessed it.
Indiana.
Yes, correct. it's Alabama. So, Alabama is, the southern state of Alabama. Also...
I'm sorry. You said Alabama.
Alabama
is the
southern state of
Alabama.
Alabama. Southern state of Alabama.
Alabama.
Okay. All right. So, according to thesaurus.com, it was the anglicized form of the name of a native tribe of the Muscogee Creek Confederacy living in the area. And when Spanish explorer Hernando de Soto arrived in the region, it combined a couple chocta words, including alba, and amo, meaning plant gatherer, and officially garnering its name as Alabama.
That's cute.
Anyways, yeah. So Alabama was also, it was originally given a name given to the Alabama River, and then it became adopted as a state name, which actually brings us into our first question. Which state is not named after a river? Is it Nevada? No, sorry. Yeah, Nevada, Ohio, Missouri, or Colorado?
Beep, 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 beep.
Yes.
Nevada.
Okay.
I'm more inclined to say Nevada as well.
I'm going to say Nevada.
Okay. Nevada is incorrect. It's actually Colorado.
The Colorado I was going to say that. The Colorado River goes into Arizona.
Yes. While the Colorado River exists, the region was first named Colorado as what was described to be of the river that ran through it. But the name was not given to the river. Eventually, when the state became Colorado, when the territory became Colorado, river that dominated a majority of the state was then named the Colorado River.
That's
anyways,
okay.
But yeah, it happens. So yeah, fun fact. So, but the rest of them, Nevada, Ohio, Missouri, were all rivers before they became named states. So anyways, our next one is Alaska. So Alaska is, comes from the language of the Aleut, or the, excuse me if I butcher this, Anangan people. Which brings us into our next question. Alaska ultimately comes from the Aleut, meaning the, is it the promised land, the forgotten land, the mainland, or land by the sea? Which one is the correct answer?
What was option B again?
The Forgotten Land.
Bro forgot.
I'm going to say B.
You're going to say the Forgotten Land? You think that's
the
correct one?
I'm going to say the Forgotten Land.
Okay.
Yes.
Gabe? Ben?
What was C?
I'm going to say
C was the mainland.
I'm going to say D by the sea.
D by the sea. Okay, you're going to say land by
D
the sea.
D by the sea.
Yes. Correct. Okay. So Ben says land by the sea. Dylan says the forgotten land. Gabe, what's your answer?
What was A again?
The promised land.
Bro, forgot.
But okay, that joke only works with never mind. All right.
Skip moving forward, brother.
I don't think it'd be the mainland. Well, no, because it is like an archipelago. It has an archipelago. I'll say the mainland just to be different. I'm not confident in it, though.
Well, Gabe, you should be, because that's the correct answer.
Oh,
stop him. Stop him.
I knew it on lung.
Stop him.
I knew it on lung. Oh, please. Help. Help.
Okay. All right. Next is Arizona. It's a little bit disputed, but we can deduce it down to a couple of ideas. Some claim it's from the Tohono O'odham Pima language for its place of the small spring. Others believe it's from the Basque language as when it was settled by ranchers of Basque origins in the early 1700s. And they believe it comes from the Basque word meaning eretz, which means oak, and ona, meaning good. Or place of the good oaks. So, yeah, there's that one. Next up. Go ahead.
Sorry, never mind. I thought there was a quiz.
No, there's
never
not.
Mind.
I'll let you know when there's a quiz. How about you pay attention next time, goofball?
Oh.
Paying attention, starting right now.
So Arkansas, it begins with the Algonquin people who refer to the Sioux tribe, the Quipaw, or the Ugaxpa, as the which are in the area as the Akansa. And then so the French people in the area picked up the term and gave it a little French twist and eventually became Arkansas. California is, well, it has quite interesting origins. So does California come from the origin of, is it a local native naming, the Spanish explorer's name, a novel, or in just an absolute extreme botch at the pronunciation of the local Pueblans?
I know this one, so I'm going to go last.
I'm going to say D because it sounds very funny if that would be the case.
Yeah.
What was the third one?
A novel.
What was the second one?
The Spanish explorer's name.
I'm going to say B.
Okay. Spanish explorer. Gabe?
I'm going to say C.
Yes. Oh. Gabe would be correct. Wait, I say C. Gabe had better correct.
Yay!
It's a novel. And so it comes from the 1510 epic Las Sergas de Esplandian by García Rodríguez de Montalvo. And basically in the story, there's a paradise island named California. All right. Colorado, we've already kind of discussed. Literally means red color. And then describe the to not only describe, you know, the river, but mostly describe the red rocks in the area. And then when it became a territory, name was given to the region and eventually the river. All right. Connecticut is from the Mohegan or the Algonquin word. Well, Connecticut. And so it means besides the long tidal river and eventually what is now known as Connecticut River. And so the spelling that was by the native tribes was quite different. Well, they didn't have the English alphabet, but the how it would have been spelled is quite different to what it is today because it was anglicized around 1630. Delaware, named for the expedition investor and governor of Virginia, and Florida, named by Juan Ponce de Leon when he landed in the peninsula. He was referencing the celebration of Pascua, Florida, or the Easter feast, which happened to be around the day of its landing. So, all right. So Georgia, well, Georgia comes from, is named after somebody. Now, who is that specific somebody? Is it King George? King George II? King George III? Or Sir George Winchester?
I'm going to say, I would say King George II.
Okay.
I'm going to say King George III.
Mm. Oh, screw you. That's what I was going to say. I'm going to say it too. King George III. Okay.
It's King George II.
No!
So the name was established before King George III was in reign. And then I think King George dated way, way, way long before, you know, I want to say he was like early, closer to the millennium, like 1000,
or like the 1970s, probably.
Yeah, probably around then. And then Sir George Winchester was just some goofy odd name I made up.
I mean, it fits well. Yeah.
All right. So Hawaii is it just comes from the Polynesian term like small or new homeland, or it could have came from the legend of the chief Hawaii Loa, an explorer who returned to Polynesia describing the place as paradise. Idaho it comes from when lobbyist George Willing proposed Idaho as a name in 1860 as a name for a part of what would become Colorado. He would later he invented the name inspired by a girl named Ida, which has raised some concerns why he put Ho on there, but anyways, the People believe it might be related to the Shoshone expression, meaning Gem of the Mountains. We don't really know, but basically the people liked the name Idaho and were like, let's call it that.
Doesn't it roughly translate in some, like by complete coincidence, it roughly translates to like land of fish or land of many fish or something like that?
It's
in some native language.
Yeah, it could be. It doesn't say anything about that on here, but I wouldn't be surprised. It's, yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so I don't know, but it brings us to Illinois, and it's a French origin. But borrowed from, a couple indigenous American languages. So Confederacy tribes in the Mississippi River, called themselves the Anoka, the Ojibwa, tribes, later, closer to the Great Lakes, adopted the Anoka word, Irinwiwa, and then means he who speaks in a regular way, as their name for the Anoka. Anyways, French explorers came in, heard it, and then they just transformed the name into Illinois. So became the name of the river and the territory where the Anoka lived. Indiana literally it translates to Latin, Indian County. Yep. That's it.
I mean, straightforward. Nothing special.
It's probably the most straightforward out of all of these.
Yes.
Iowa comes from...
I was just going to say, before we moved on, the reason I was making that weird face earlier, I think only Ben saw it, is because I was like, guys, I feel so embarrassed. I'm wearing a white shirt, and that's it. And I looked up at Ben, and I'm like, oh, okay, what? We're both wearing a white shirt. And then I look over at Gunner, and he's wearing one, too. We're all just wearing plain white tees.
I'm evil.
He's the negative version of us.
He's wearing the Don't Drive Naked tee.
And we're naked, essentially. We got white, plain white tees on.
Don't drive. Seriously.
I just did.
Hey, Gunner, can I ask you a quick Indiana question?
Sure.
Well, not really a question, but kind of just to capitalize more on what Gabe said as well. I believe Indianapolis basically just translate to Indian City, right?
City of Indiana. I thought that was...
So it roots from Indiana and polis. Polis literally meaning city in Greek.
Right. But then Indiana comes from Indian County. See what I'm saying?
I thought Indiana just meant land of the Indians.
Yeah, it literally just means land of the Indians.
Yeah, and then if Indianapolis means city of Indiana,
city of the land of the Indians.
Yes, but that's what I'm trying to say.
But aren't they from two different? Isn't Anna different from Polis? Like, aren't those two different like roots?
Yeah, you're mixing Latin and Greek, Ben. It just doesn't work.
As he always does. He always mixes Latin and Greek up.
You guys are forgetting the Roman.
Latin.
That's Latin.
He does it again.
All right.
Typical Ben moment.
All right. We're going to speed run a few. Iowa. Literally a native word by the Baksoje people, meaning beautiful land. Kansas. Same root as Arkansas. Lonkin referred to the Sioux tribe as Kansas, or its plural fame, Arkansas. Kansas referred to, just got interpreted that way for that region. Kentucky, a little bit disputed. People believe it's from the Wyandotte for Land of Tomorrow, maybe Shawnee at the head of the river, Iroquois for Among the Meadow, and another for a Native American story about and expressing a meaning of dark and bloody ground. Anyways, but that one's almost certainly untrue. Louisiana? Well, King Louis the 14th of France. They had a lot of King Louis. Anyways,
apparently.
Yeah. So, LaSalle named the territory as he discovered in the Sun King's honor in 1682. The French name La Louisiane was later adopted into English as Louisiana. Maine, again, is disputed. The territory was spelled Mayne. Origin is uncertain. May have been a little British town as a variation of Maine, as in broad main. Another believer refers to the mainland to distinguish it from the islands just off the coast. Maryland. Well, it's named in honor of not Mary, Mother of God, but Queen Henrietta Maria, wife of King Charles I of Great Britain. Massachusetts. It's from a tribe that once occupied the area, Massachusetts. And then it just got translated. The word in Algonquian literally translates to at the Great Hill, and which was now believed to be the Great Blue Hill. So there's that. Michigan, the Ojibwe, or the Chippewa, Mishigama, meaning large body of water or large lake. It's fitting because Lake Michigan. Minnesota. Most people believe it comes from the Dakota name for the Minnesota River, but what the expression translate means water, sky-tinted, or cloudy. There's kind of a little dispute again about that. Anyways, Mississippi. The French transcription for the word Mississippi, meaning big river. Again, the French did it once again. They called it Mississippi. Anglicized the name. Missouri. Another state that is named for the American tribe of the Missouri. The name Missouri is the anglicized form of the Algonquian Emeseret, meaning people with canoes made from logs, as this highlights. Ooh. Montana. Now, Montana, you can probably guess what it means, but is it of Sioux origin, French origin, Cherokee origin, or Spanish origin?
Okay, so when I think Montana, I think land of mountains, Mont. That kind of prefix is, I don't think any native languages would use that prefix because there's no reason that they would. So I'm going to say Spanish because that it's at least related to a lot of the other Eastern Old World languages.
Sure.
I'm going to say the same thing, honestly.
Yep. Okay.
I will also say the same thing.
All right. You guys are all on the same page. Literally comes from the Spanish montaña, which means mountain. So it's referring to the Rocky Mountains that run through it. And believe it or not, when the Spanish colonized in the Americas, they did reach all the way up to Montana. So, yeah, it is crazy. So that's the last of our trivia, actually. Nebraska, it comes from a major river in the territory named by the Native Americans. Nevada, they named the mountains the Sierra Nevadas, because that's the which means snow-covered mountains, or the snow-covered mountains, because there were snow-covered mountains. And they just, the region just simplified it and called it Nevada. New Hampshire, Old Hampshire. New Jersey, Old Jersey. New Mexico, well, it was originally called Nuevo Mexico, Mexico, when the Spanish conquistadors were there. And it was actually a big part of the Aztec people, but it the name Nuevo Mexico actually predates the country of Mexico, which was founded in 1821. So the name Mexico is actually the more disputed part, but maybe it comes from the Nahuatl language spoken by the Aztecs. New York, Old York. North Carolina, referred to the lady named Carol, but rather to King Charles of the United Kingdom, who made the original grand, doesn't refer to the name Carol, but rather okay. King Charles. And so, yep. So, the Latin for Charles, Carolus, and therefore, same thing with South Carolina. North Dakota, same, is going to be the same story with South Dakota. Comes from the Dakota tribe, which literally means friendly people or allies by the Sioux.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Good for them. Ohio, well, probably comes from the anglicized version of what the Iroquois word for meaning great river, which was Ohio. So Yep. Oklahoma is the combination of two Choctaw words, Okla and Huma, which means people. Yep.
Wait, both words mean people?
People and Huma. Huma, do you mean we don't really know, but it probably
guys,
comes from...
There's people here. There's people here. What do we call it? What do we call it? There's people. Bet, oh my God, there's people.
Huma comes to maybe red. And so calling the area of the people red people.
It's not good knowing its history is where a lot of natives trail of tears. It's not good that it was like, oh, red people live here. No, that's not good. No,
yeah, but the name is of native origin. It was just
but
the strange thing.
Did natives say, let's call it Oklahoma? Or did Americans at that point be like,
yeah,
huh, let's use their words against them. Like,
all right, I don't know. Next is Oregon. Now, I mentioned earlier about one having unknown origin. Well, this one's it. We have no idea. Maybe Oregon Trail, but then that raises the question, where did they get the name for Oregon Trail? So, yeah. Pennsylvania, named after William Penn. Rhode Island probably comes from the Dutch Rodelijk Island. Just what is today the Aquanek Island by Dutch explorers? Probably means it means Red Island in Dutch. So they think it's a reference to the red clay on the shore. But yeah, South Carolina we already talked about. South Dakota we already talked about. Tennessee, Cherokee word Tenasquee. Got angelicized once again. Texas comes from Caddo Taisha, a term used by the Caddo people, meaning friend or ally, adopted by as Tejas by the Spanish and became Texas in English. Utah, a lot of misunderstandings. I mean, like, remember what I mentioned about botched translations and misunderstandings? Mm-hmm. This would be Utah. So Apache used the word Utahi to mean one that is higher up, and this was transcribed by the English by the Spanish as Utah, and was given as a name to the area inhabited by the Ute tribe. So it's just a combination. Probably just everything got lost in translation when everything was getting named, and then by the native namings, and eventually just landed on the word Utah. Vermont comes from the French ver. Mont, meaning green mountain. Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia, is named in honor of Queen Elizabeth, nicknamed the Virgin Queen. They really called her out on that one.
Yeah,
they got her ass. That's not cool. All right, Washington State, George Washington. West Virginia, well, same thing as the Virgin Queen. Wisconsin, native language word of is a little uncertain, but many believe it's a Menominee. Wescasha, meaning a good place to stay. Maybe it comes from the Algonquin Meskazing, meaning river running through a red place, a reference to the red cliffs in the state. Wyoming, it was used to refer to a valley in Pennsylvania. The state representative, James Ashley, born in the Wyoming Valley, just ended up naming it's from the, you know, when he just came across it and what the land of Wyoming probably just comes from some Native American word, but it was kind of named. So there's that. Anyways, that wraps up all 50 states. We went through that. So
wow.
Yeah. So
what was your guys' favorite state?
I liked Indiana.
I liked Indiana.
I like Indiana. I like Indiana. I like Indiana.
My
thing that I was going to mention was actually Missouri. I thought it was kind of just insulting. Not insulting, but like it just added to the boringness of Missouri for their state to be named after people with canoes.
They got nothing else to do. We make them out of logs. It's really fun. I liked Wisconsin because the idea of it being named after a good place to stay is the most like Wisconsinite like Midwestern like, thing possible. Like
all these other states got some behind them. What do we got? I like staying here.
This one's a good place to stay. Like I can't even do a Wisconsinite accent, but that was my best attempt.
I know. I'd have to agree with Wisconsin as well. It's just all these have like deep rooted histories and like are based off of somebody. And it's just like Well, I like living here.
I like it.
It's fine.
It's fun. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that wraps it up. So we're going to move on to our next segment. Would anybody like to volunteer to go first?
We usually...
Fine.
Okay, Ben.
So my segment is going to be our legal fact of the day. I was going to... Does anybody want to go?
You stupid.
Bro. Bro became depressed. He's like, so I don't know now.
Our legal fact of the day is going to be talking about the court term suspended. So if you've ever heard of like a suspended sentence, for example, somebody gets a certain number of years in prison with a certain number suspended, that basically just means that no longer exists. So that is removed from their sentence with a certain condition. And typically that condition is some kind of supervision. Most likely it's going to be probation. So say somebody is sentenced to 5 years in prison with 3 years suspended as long as they complete probation without any violations. So basically that just means all they have to do is complete whatever they're sentenced to for probation, and then they only get that number of years for prison, and they don't have to do double that as they would have originally been sentenced if they didn't get probation. So that's something that's very common nowadays. A lot of people get a lot of time for their sentences suspended based on getting something such as probation or house arrest. So I just figured that would be something good to talk about because I, even myself, working in this kind of field, a lot of the court terms just seem so confusing and don't make a lot of sense sometimes. So that was one of them that I think is a big one that I think people should know.
Pretty nice.
If I forget, okay. For the sound effects, I have to use the OBS audio instead of our recorded audio. So if I forget, there's just going to be weird gaps and then just like a gap and then ha 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 with no... with.
It's happened before with when we were first doing stuff with the... Editor, add that in. Editor, add that in too.
You stupid.
Editor, add those two sound effects in.
Making my life harder. Okay, do we want to do some weird news?
Let's do some weird news. Hear some weird news.
All right, this is actually a little bit of an extension from a really old weird news we had. Do you guys remember Wally, the emotional support alligator? Do you guys remember him?
I do remember Wally.
Yes. So, well.
Don't tell me.
Okay. In Brunswick, Georgia, this is, as always, from the Associated Press, a Pennsylvania man who credits an alligator named Wally for helping relieve his depression for nearly a decade says he is searching for the reptile after it went missing during a vacation to the coast of Georgia. So Joey Henney has thousands of social media users following his pages devoted to Wally, the cold-blooded companion that he calls his emotional support alligator. He has posted photos and videos online of people petting the 5.5-foot alligator like a dog or hugging it like a teddy bear. Wally's popularity soared to new heights last year when the gator was denied entry to a Philadelphia Phillies game, which is we have talked about.
Yep, we talked about.
So now Henny, not Hennessy. Henny.
Aw, damn
I know,
it.
I know. I said the same thing. I didn't even want to read any further, but let's press on. Now Henny said he is distraught after Wally vanished while accompanying him on an April vacation in Brunswick, Georgia, a port city 70 miles south of Savannah. He said he suspects somebody stole Wally from the fenced outdoor enclosure where Wally spent the night on April 21st. In social media posts, Henny said pranksters left Wally outside the home of someone who called authorities, resulting in his alligator being trapped and released into the wild. We all need your... Quote, we all need help... Wait, sorry. That was not the quote. Oh, my God. Quote, we need all the help we can get to bring my baby back, unquote. Henny said in a tearful video posted on TikTok, quote, please, we need your help. What do you fellas think?
I mean,
poor Wally.
I think poor Wally, but I feel like it's a bad idea to, like, release a bunch of people and start looking among alligators.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, there's like multiple parts of this that just seem like it would be written like a comedy show.
Yeah.
Where it's like, one, you're releasing an alligator into the wild in Georgia.
Yes.
So it's in like the Everglades, you know, like the Everglades area. Yes. Then, you know, to Gunnar's point, you're having people search for an alligator, meaning they're going to go into like alligator infested waters and, you know, risk getting something bitten off or injured or whatever. And just,
Sorry, continue.
No, I mean, that was really just where the thought ends. Like, it seemed like a very funny situation all around, like from a comedic standpoint, not like in reality, what it is.
And the poor thing, obviously, Wally was pretty gentle to humans. That's why he was an emotional support alligator. So it's like, is he even going to survive in the wild?
If Wally hasn't been found already, as soon as you mentioned he was missing, it's like I already assumed he was probably going to be dead because any animal that's been domesticated and then thrown back into the wild, we all know what happens to them. Yes. So.
And on the off chance that he is still alive, he has forgotten all about his domestic life. Wally is just an alligator at this point. That sounds so depressing, but that's just... I think he's kind of gone, and I feel really bad. Maybe if he was just let into that Phillies game, Wally would still be here with us today. But
maybe.
Freaking Philadelphia, man.
Philadelphia be tripping.
They be tripping.
Anyway, you guys want to hear a Roblox fact for today?
I'd love to.
Roblox fact.
Yes. So, obviously, you know, currently in my life, it's very hard for me to play new Roblox game.
Go ahead.
It's very hard for me to play some Roblox games. You know, if you guys just want me out of the show, I can leave. It's not that hard.
What are you talking about? Can you go ahead and do it?
Because I've been so busy with life, it's been hard for me to give Roblox game recommendations. So I'm changing the things around and giving you guys facts about Roblox. And in this case, we're going to be talking about some things that happened on this day in history on Roblox. So quite a lot of things happened on this day. The time of recording this is May 14th. On this day, May 14th, a bunch of things happened. First, in 2007, Robux are added. This replaced the pre-existing currency system called Roblox points. Also on this day, decals are added to Roblox. This would allow players to upload images to the website as a decal and then insert that image into their place however they'd like. Also on this day, John Shedletsky, also known as Telemon, officially announces that he has stopped working full-time at Roblox.
Wow, very big day for Roblox.
But that's not it. Also on this day, in 2021, Roblox announced that they are renaming the Discover page and games were now going to be called Experiences, dropping the more linear verbiage to a more broadened definition. And that really covers it, the big things that happened on this day in Roblox history. Hopefully next week you'll hear some more interesting things. I don't know, this is a pretty top-tier day to be, you know, making some history. So
real. Roblox. Like that one. Yeah, Roblox by itself is gargantuan. I mean, come on, Roblox is huge. Like, that's a huge thing to change. Mm-hmm. I still miss ticks. I really miss ticks.
Yes.
I will give you... I'm actually going to tell you something. You guys remember The Hunt, the thing I was talking to you guys about?
Yeah.
There has been some leaks recently about the next Hunt event that's about to happen, and it's all about classic Roblox.
Ooh.
Meaning, will they have Flying Simulator 3 on there? Because that was my favorite game as a kid.
Probably not, but ticks have been uploaded and are in association with this event, so ticks might make a little short comeback during this event. Editor Athos. Editor Athos.
They're not.
Editor at that.
You stupid.
Go ahead.
God damn it.
As a short side note, I just wanted to add, ticks were the first thing that I ever used. I saved up so much ticks just to buy the... I can't remember if it was the light or the dark ninja mask, but that
was
the
dark
first
ninja hat mask, because that was the one that was available for ticks at the time.
Okay, the dark one?
I believe it was the dark one.
Yeah, I remember saving up Robux for so long just to buy that dark ninja mask, and that was the first Roblox currency purchase I ever made. That's all I wanted to say.
Wow. Memories. Speaking of memories, do you guys want to do some bad marketing?
Love to.
Bad marketing.
So this bad marketing, I'm trying to explore a little bit with this segment, just like Dylan is. I kind of want to do, it's actually a coincidence because I was thinking about this at work today. I'm kind of thinking about trying to pivot more towards like current events, like this week in bad marketing. So like maybe smaller stories, less historical things, but just more topical. And the first one I'm going to go with, this was on a website called marketingdive.com. And I don't know if you guys know this, but the new iPad Pro 11 and 13 inch were just announced and I believe released. And something crazy about the 13 inch is that is the thinnest iPad ever released. I think it's 5.1 or 5.4 millimeters. It is thinner than any iPod. And I had an iPod fifth generation, which seemed impossibly thin. This iPad Pro 13 inch is thinner than that even. And Apple thought it was a creative and good idea to make a ad. But this ad ended up kind of backfiring on them. I'm going to go ahead and send you guys the ad link. I'm going to see if you guys can watch it real quick and tell me if you can see anything wrong with this ad. So I'm going to send it to Penis Channel.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, just tell me when you're ready to watch, and I will watch as well.
I mean, I'm ready.
I am ready.
Three, two, one. All right, so because of content match purposes, I can't really let this play with just the ad audio. So just imagine All I Ever Need Is You by Sonny and Cher is playing. It's a really, really good song. And what's happening for our audio listeners, what's happening on the video is that there's a bunch of instruments and artistic stuff and a bunch of just methods of creativity, including like a workstation and like a PC or a Mac or something. And just a bunch of different ways to like make things and express yourself are all getting crushed under a giant hydraulic press. And it's things are kind of comical. Like there's an emoji that's eyes get popped out of his head and then he pops, and it's supposed to be kind of seen as a comical thing, but I can't really let the audio play, unfortunately. So the ad is almost up, so, and then we're gonna have some comments about it. So goodbye. Anything jump out at you that might
so this might have been me tripping. Did they use a competitor's product in their imagery? Because I could have sworn that was a Windows PC being crushed.
I think you are right, but that wasn't what people were upset about. If anything, that's kind of funny. I think that's kind of funny that they'd crush the PC. But I don't know. Just any other guesses before I go into this? If you guys don't know, that's okay. I watched this ad earlier today, not even knowing that it was a part of this controversy. I didn't see an issue with it, but you guys might see when I describe.
I don't know.
Anything, Ben?
I mean, I liked the song. That's all I got.
Yeah, the song.
Was made by a serial killer.
Yes. No. So essentially, the problem that Apple faced with this is that so Tim Cook uploaded this to his Twitter just a few days ago. I think like a week ago now. And people were like, okay, you're crushing a bunch of creative products. Like you're crushing like a guitar and like a piano and like art and like computer, like you're crushing all of these creative outlets that we have. And it looks really dystopian that you're saying that all of this physical stuff that we love and that we use, you crush it all in front of us and show us this thin iPad. And it's like seeing it from that perspective, I see what they're saying. Like, it is kind of dystopian. Somebody called it basically the antithesis of the 1984 Macintosh ad, the one of the most famous ads of all time, where there was like a dystopian thing and then somebody came in with the hammer. Somebody called it the antithesis of that because it was kind of computers just taking over all of this beautiful physical art and art forms and creative products. So in response to that, it actually got really, really, really bad like backlash. I don't know if you guys saw the like to dislike ratio on YouTube, but it is mostly dislikes. If you look on Twitter under Tim Cook's post, everybody's saying, "What is this imagery? Is insane. Like, why would you choose to do that?" And somebody just reversed the video and said, "Guys, it would look so much better if you just reversed it. It'd be things expanding out of the iPad, so it'd still give you the the idea that it's in a thin product, but these things are coming out of it. They're not putting it on TV. They responded to the backlash. They're not going to put it on TV, but it's still available on all of their social media. So with that explanation, do you guys get it, or do you guys think people are kind of overreacting?
I mean, I get the overall message. I think it's very much a theme where it's like somebody in their marketing department was just like, oh, this is a creative way to show like how our device encapsulates everything. Yeah. And it just brought in like the more free thinkers of the world were like, well, no, it relays a more deeper meaning that like none of these things matter because this, the tiny tablet can do everything. Yeah. And discredit the works that the actual physical objects can provide.
And not only, I completely agree with that, but not only that, is it's kind of a violent end to these things. It's crushing them. They're exploding. And you see that little emoji's eyes pop out of his head as he gets crushed. I think it's a really good idea on paper. I love it. It's super creative. I think, you know, it's the thinnest iPad yet. And that's one of the biggest things about it. There's a lot of big things about this iPad. It's the most advanced screen Apple's ever put in anything, essentially. It's a double layered OLED, essentially. It has that new M4. It's the first product getting Apple's new silicone M4 chip, and the M4 chip actually is kind of leaning into AI more, and Apple's leaning into AI more, so people also saw this as like, okay, AI's taking over all of this creative stuff. So I think on paper it's a really creative ad. Hydraulic presses have been kind of in the zeitgeist for a while. People love those kinds of videos, but I just think the imagery wasn't great, and they're not going to put it on TV. So unless you guys have anything else you want to say about Crush, we can move on from bad marketing.
Got nothing else to provide.
Bye. Bye. Do we have a car fact or anything?
No, I don't know. I'm trying to mostly do marketing facts, but a lot of times my marketing facts are about, or bad marketing are about cars. So I'm
marketing fact.
Huh? Well, let's lead this into our... What are the odds? Gabe, hit it.
Oh my gosh, I haven't described this in so long. What are the odds? It's a combination of a dare and a bet. There's an odds asker and an odds setter. The odds asker basically dares, or sorry, not odds setter, victim. Man, I'm rusty. There's an odds asker and a victim. The odds asker asks the victim to do a dare, and the victim gets to set their own likelihood of having to do the dare by setting a number. The higher the number, the less likely the victim is to have to do the dare. A third party then counts down from 3, 3, 2, 1. The odds asker and the victim say a number between 1 and the number that the victim set. At the same time, if they say the same number, the victim has to do the dare. If none of our individual odds to each other hit, we will do a descending odds, which essentially just means that one of us will have to do one of the dares. I don't know who wants
can
to go,
I go
first.
Can
yes,
I go first?
Yes, you're more than welcome.
Dylan, so you mentioned how you can design your own like outfits in Roblox, right?
I mean, yeah, you can create your own stuff, you know, use a template and like create your own shirts and stuff.
What are the odds that you upload a Ben shirt to Roblox?
A Ben? I could send him the Ben picture.
I could very easily create a Ben t-shirt. I want to say two, but I also don't know, like I'll probably just end up walking you through the steps anyway, so I will say three.
Three, two, one. Oh, no descending odds. We're just having a Ben a t-shirt. Oh,
they're
my
gonna God. Be selling link in the podcast
link in bio.
Description.
Link in bio.
Who else wants to go?
I'll go next. Ben.
Yes.
What are the odds that you have to record an Instagram story of yourself getting really hyped because you got enough Robux to buy your dream Roblox item, and when you buy it, you gotta go like, yes! Finally! Yes! All the while you're just recording yourself doing this with your phone.
On my personal Instagram story?
Yes, yes.
I already know what my dream item would be.
Well, like, it would be one of our choice. That would be cheap, you know, not like an actual expensive one.
The Ben shirt.
Oh, man.
Yeah, actually, the Ben shirt, honestly.
Okay, in that case, I'll say, like, 10.
3, 2, 1.
7.
4.
Nope.
Oh, Ben, I thought you were about to go.
He's thinking, bro.
I've got one.
All right.
Oh.
Gabe, what are the odds that to the Reality with a Twist podcast channel on Spotify, you have to post a new episode titled Gabe, and it just has to be 1 minute of you screaming?
I'm going, in an apartment!
My God.
Do it when nobody's home, I guess. I don't know.
Bro, how am I... Everybody leave. I'm going to do group screaming in 1 minute. Like,
do it in your car. Just record it on your phone.
Oh, my God.
If you have to.
25.
All
right. 3, 2, 1.
17.
All right.
All right.
Dylan.
Yep.
What are the odds you call... a bar and grill that's very close to where we're staying in Wisconsin, which is still open. It's literally in the same neighborhood that we're staying in. And you just call and say, guys, I don't drink alcohol. Do you guys sell cannabis? You have to keep pronouncing cannabis wrong. You guys sell cannabis? Do you have any cannabis? And, and you just have to really, you have to wait till you get a concrete answer. God.
25.
3, 2, 1.
18.
Fuck! Wait, that was Dylan's second odds. I didn't even realize.
Fucking give me the phone number.
Okay. I'll bleep this out. Just a sec. Okay. All right, their phone number is... again, Gabe, in editing, start bleep out here.
Gabe, yeah. Gabe, bleep this out. What's the bar called?
It's called, I think...
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
They'll know me. They'll know my voice. They'll know me.
All right. Calling. Yes, hello. I wanted to ask a question. I don't drink alcohol, and I know you guys serve alcohol. Do you guys have cannabis at your location?
Have what?
Cannabis. Like it's just like that one thing that like you smoke cannabis.
No, I haven't heard of that actually.
You haven't heard of cannabis? Okay, that's all good. I just wanted to call and check in.
Okay, for sure. Anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that'll be all. You have yourself a great night.
You too.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
She did not
she
want
was
to
so
deal
nice.
With that. She did not want to deal with that shit. Nope, haven't heard of it. Okay, bye.
Nope, haven't heard of it now, ever.
God damn.
So stupid, bro.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, man. What a way to end off this episode.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning to this week's episode of Reality with the Twist. Next week, Dylan will be hosting. Dylan, you... next episode, not next week. Dylan, you got an episode topic?
Of course I do. I've been talking about this one to the friend group for like months now. Next episode, we're going to be talking about tornadoes.
Ooh.
Woo.
And my target is Winchester, Indiana. Woo!
Woo.
We're gonna have to send Indiana Task Force 1 out. Yeah, I can. Oh my God.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning to Reality with a Twist. I've been Gunner.
I've been Dylan.
I've been Ben.
And I've been Gabriel.
Bye.
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 Bye.